If you were dropped off in the middle of a remote wilderness, no food, no water, or any of those modern day comforts, how long do you think you'd last? Now picture that scenario again, although this time imagine there's a $250,000 reward at the end of it. Well, that's the premise of a new series called Alone Australia, premiering tomorrow on SBS, based on the original US survival show. Joseph Maxwell is the head of Unscripted at SBS, and he's been deeply involved in getting the show to your screens. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning. A pleasure to join you.
For those who haven't seen the US version of Alone, how is this series different to something like Survivor?
Oh, it's a very different. I don't think there's any other show out there that's like this. And the reason I say that is that this show is entirely shot by the 10 Australians who go on location. So they're dropped in with cameras. They actually have a 70 kilos worth of camera gear, and they have to entirely self-shoot themselves. So as most shows that you see, like Survivor, there'll be producers, there'll be directors, there'll be retakes. This is just very raw, unfiltered, of 10 Australians filming themselves.
The show has done seasons where contestants were left in the Arctic Circle, Vancouver Island, Mongolia. It goes on. Australia is a land of extremes. How did you decide on Tasmania as the location?
It was quite a long, drawn-out process. So what happened is we have the US seasons on SBS On Demand, and we saw there was this incredible success. They've been the most watched factual show in our history. Kind of over 10 million hours of the seasons have been watched. So we went, right, let's look at what an Australian version would look like. And one of the things that we saw is that cold weather can really be really, is very challenging for people to deal with. So we decided quite early on we'd go for a cold weather location. On top of that, once we started looking at Tasmania and we realised the average rainfall was around 250 days a year, we realised this was a truly challenging location. And you've got to remember that because they're all alone, each person is in their own plot, we need a very large plot of land so that they can be totally alone with no line of sight to anyone else, no possibility of hearing anyone else. They are truly, truly alone. So it's very hard to find a location. And I think what came up with Western Tasmania was it's wet, it's cold, it's challenging. And Tasmania, Lutruwita, became in its own right almost a character within the show. And I say that just because you see people really trying to fight against it, trying to work with it, and that becomes a key element of them taking on the elements.
And the contestants need to kill animals to survive. Are there any species they're not allowed to hunt?
Oh, there's such stringent rules. So we obviously had to abide, but by all the kind of Tasmanian rules and wildlife protection processes. So, for example, they do fish. There's eels and there's fish, and that's a big story. For hunting, the only way we could hunt is with live trapping. And what I mean by that is a deadfall trap that will catch an animal totally unharmed alive. They can then see if it's a protected species or not, and then they would let it go if it was a protected species. So that was incredibly important to kind of work within the strictures that we've got.
And we've come a long way since season two, where one person tapped out of the game within a few hours after seeing bear poo, which I totally respect that person. Not an actual bear, but just the poo would alarm me too. They're now usually experienced survivalists, right? What sort of group have you assembled?
So when we looked at SBS doing Alone Australia, I think the big thing that we saw is we wanted a cast that reflects Australia today. And what we were so pleased with is our cast come in at a diversity in every form in terms of the motivation for doing it. For some, that money was really important. For some, that experience was. The skill sets, we've got hunters, we've got trappists, we've got ecologists. Everyone comes with a different set of motivations, of skill sets. And so we're really proud of the fact that I think this feels quintessentially Australian. There's a real sense of character that comes out. We have 10 very, very different people who approach the series in such a different way. And I think a lot of that, I think that will resonate in a very different way with an Australian audience.
Obviously, there are those obvious physical tests, getting enough food and water, staying warm in sub-zero temperatures, warding off predators. But how much of this is a test of mental strength?
Oh, I think that's the ultimate test. So when we cast our 10, of course, everyone starts to guess, who do you think can last the longest? And it's worth just reminding the audience so that no one knows, when you're dropped in, you have no idea who else is still left in. So at any stage, you can decide to tap out and leave, but you have no idea if there are only three people left or if there are 10 people left. So it's very much a mind game on your own. And I think that mental resilience is what it comes down to. And this is what's fascinating about the show, is that on some levels, it's a survival show. But you see people go through extraordinary things. And remember, this is all self-filmed. You see people, incredible happiness and delight of being in nature, and incredibly challenging moments when they really do start to crumble, their facade crumbles, their motivation crumbles, and you see that. So it's an incredibly moving piece at times as you see the 10 face all of the challenges in their life and reveal some quite big revelations come out during that process.
It's really, really interesting stuff. I cannot think of anything worse personally, but I suppose watching it is different. Thank you so much for joining us, Joseph.
An absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Joseph Maxwell is the head of Unscripted at SBS, and Alone Australia premieres tomorrow with a double episode at 7:30 and continues, of course, on SBS On Demand. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.